Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks everyone who has made their donations at Hardee's for Operation Food Search, who have bought the Bissinger's Dave's Faves Truffle Collection, which you can still do at the various Bissinger's locations and at Bissinger's.com. We hope you will join us next Friday, a week from tomorrow. It's our last show together as a team. And we're there from 1 to 5, and it's fun, and it's really... In the olden days of radio, and Mike Elam's here, speaking of the olden days of radio.
The olden days of radio makes Mike Elam come to mind.
If he were a person, it would be Mike Elam. But we used to go out and do remotes all the time and have events all the time. And so it was hard to avoid us. Now it's hard to meet us. So next Friday is a great opportunity to come out and meet the whole crew except for Kevin. He had a death in the family and he's going to have to leave for Christmas early. And we'll have 100 DGS beanies for you, brand new ones, brand new design, never done before. We will, Adriana is going to have her magnets. She sold keychains last year and made $800. So we're trying to get to $700,000 total over 8 years for Operation Food Search, which will equal $7 million? Yes. Yes.
Look at you doing math. That's good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because they can stretch a dollar into 10. And I'm going to just keep saying this because every time I say it, it makes me happy. Every year for 7 years, you guys have supported 3,200 kids every year who would go hungry over the weekends, but they don't and their siblings don't 52 weeks out of the year because of you.
That's
3,200
awesome.
Kids.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I love the idea you were talking about earlier of putting together the whole DGS discount crew of, you know, going out and being able to get something special there. But this is very special. Yeah. I mean, when you can make a difference in people's lives and it's not hard. Like, it's not a big lift for you individually to get involved and to do something like that. But just being a part of it, a lot of times it's so nice to be a part of something as a team. Winning individually is great. It really is. But when you can celebrate as a team with a victory, it just changes everything.
Yeah.
And to know that you're a part, just by stopping by Hardee's or coming by and you know, buying a beanie or buying a magnet, something like that. You are a part of something that is so much bigger than you. And when you get to the holiday season like this, people tend to be more generous and it means a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's really cool and it should make you feel good just to be a part of that and know that 3,200 kids are eating that otherwise wouldn't because you did something simple and it was easy for you to do.
And if you have done well in your life, I have done better than I ever thought I would. And so I'm very thankful for that. And I try to be as generous and philanthropic as I can while still taking care of my family. Yeah, that's, you know, job one for me and you. But if you own a business or you've done well and you make charitable contributions, Rach, I think it's about $250 it takes to fund a child for mm-hmm. the year.
Yes.
That would be great.
That would be.
One of the presents you give your kids is you adopt a family.
That is so cool. A lot of times, like, I know at church, we used to always do, we'd have our Sunday school class that would come together over the holidays, and we would adopt a family, and you'd, you know, buy presents and stuff for the kids. Not everybody has the time to do something like that, but this is easy. You can, you know, if you're a business, you can stroke that $250 check, and it's done. And you can do it right now while you're thinking about it. You can make that difference. You don't have to go shopping. You don't have to do all this other stuff, because I love Christmas, but I also hate Christmas because you just get so busy that you kind of forget about the season. But if you can do something like that, that's quick, it's easy, and I appreciate you guys making it easy for people. That's key. There are a lot of people who want to help. They want to make a difference. They want to get involved, but they don't know how. And doing something like that and just saying, hey, if you're a business, for $250, you could make sure this kid's fed all year long. That's an easy thing for you to do, and you can make such a huge difference. So thanks for making it easy for people.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're just the conduit. Like, I make my donation, Rage, Kev, we all do what we can. But the people out there listening right now, the people online and the people who podcast, you're a part of something great.
Yes. And being a part of something bigger than you, it should make you feel good. You deserve to feel good about yourself. And this is an easy way for you to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So nice job, DGS. Yeah. Again, I do miss the old radio days. One of the things I loved about, especially music radio and especially rock radio back in the day, was doing bar gigs. Bar gigs were awesome. And a number of them I'll never remember again. But I was told they were a lot of fun. But being a part of all that stuff, you used to be able to look your listeners in the face.
Yeah.
And they would go, wow, you don't look anything like what I thought you were going to look
that's
like.
That's true.
I expect you to be a large black man. And they're like, nah, it's me. I'm the fat white guy.
Kev, I think you'll like this story. So the very first live show I ever did was at a place in, God, what was it called? It was in, I think, Kirkwood. It was a privately owned seafood Cajun restaurant.
Okay.
And I used to go there all the time. I can't think of the name. So anyway,
61 sucks sometimes.
So, yeah. Anyway, we did our show live from there. And we had a good crowd. DGS was new. We'd been on the air maybe 100 days. And there is this passion for it, this cult following. And I had no money. Because remember, they weren't paying me anything.
Right.
I didn't make a dollar. Every day I stayed on the air, they took $100 off my $10,000 bill. So I was as poor as I've ever been. And so we did the show, and the promotion person stepped up to the mic. And remember when we had promotion people?
I do.
And said, hey, everybody, if you line up at this table right here, we have buy one, get one entrees, you know, whatever. And so this line forms, and I'm like, sounds pretty good to me. So I got in the back of the line, and everyone's like, you are so funny. Oh, my God, look, Dave's in line. You are hilarious. And I had to get out of line because I realized they thought I was kidding. Daddy wasn't kidding.
Daddy was ready to eat.
I was in line for government cheese.
He's like, no, you need to move up front. Oh, sure, I'll do that.
Him when the line was done, I went up to the person from the place. I'm like, you got any more of those coupons? He's like, they took them all, sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the entertainment book kept me alive for about 2 years.
I remember
the entertainment book.
I used to buy those.
Do you have that, Rach?
Was it like a coupon
book?
Yes. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Movie theater tickets and go-kart tracks.
Two for one everywhere.
Yeah, restaurants, you name it, restaurants. It was always two for one or whatever.
Oh, restaurant specials were awesome in there. I used to love that.
Was like
I was eating on that forever.
Book
I don't remember,
buy.
But it was worth it. Like, you use it twice, it was worth it.
You had a little card, I think, that was inside it as well.
Card,
a little credit
which
card.
Which was my
thing.
Only credit card back then.
Because it's the
I'm
only
to,
one
I'm
I was qualified
to check into
for.
Hotels like,
this
my
is my
card.
Entertainment card, sir.
Like, yeah, that's not going to buy gas. Sorry, you can't do that.
I seem to have left my gold heart card at home.
I got the entertainment card, though. Yeah, well, you get half off entrees. This is exactly how it's going to work.
Yeah, I think I came into radio almost literally the day it changed.
Oh, that's like...
I started on a Monday. The Friday, oh, the Tuesday before, I think they call it Bloody Tuesday, is when everyone got fired from Casey.
I remember that day.
Yeah. And it was just, so I come in, I'm like whistling Dixie and like, I'm in radio and everyone's just depressed and pissed. And
they're lined up in the hallway and it depended on what time your meeting was.
Yes.
Was whether or not you were going to be staying on or you were transferring with the new company.
Kev, they called everyone in one at a time and it was either, okay, you're going to be on the point, or it was see you later.
I was at, was it Magic or... It was KSD. I was at KSD when we got bought by, I think it was ARS back then, whoever bought us at the time. They went through like four ownership groups, and Y98 was the primary station. And I came in and filled on the air because I was part-time back then. And I filled in for middays, and everybody was taken into the conference room, and everybody got an envelope, a manila envelope. And you found out if you were going to keep your job when you opened the envelope.
Brutal.
And when you opened the envelope, you found out if you were staying with the station or you had a severance meeting. So the stay with the station meeting was going to be at 1 and the severance meeting was at 3. And it was bum, bum, bum.
That's tough.
I mean, it was so bad. So many tears. I'm sure the MSA was the same way. Radio can be brutal, man, and especially back then when we were going through all the conglomerations and everybody was getting bought out and people were getting fired for no apparent reason whatsoever. And there was really no rhyme or reason for a lot of it that
back,
was happening.
Back when we were at Emmis, was it 2008 when we had the meltdown, the economic meltdown?
Yeah.
So we had four or five stations and we had 160 employees and we cut half of them.
Wow.
And so we were running, you know, everyone's doing two jobs, running skeleton crews, doing double shifts. You're down to 80 people to cover five stations. And I remember saying to someone, those people are never coming back.
Yeah.
The whole thing was, they'll be back next year. And they never came back.
Nope.
And people just learned to run stations with very few people.
What's funny is I was working at Mix 97. 97.1 when it was an urban AC and I was doing production with them. My last day there was Friday and I was going to the river to 101 and I was going to be the production director at the river. And that was on Monday and I had been negotiating with John Kiowski this entire time to get the job, right? So I did my lunch and then I came back from lunch and I was talking to the sales manager and his desk was clean, which his desk was never clean. And he goes, shut the door. And I'm like, what's up? He goes, man, you are leaving on the right day. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, the stations are being sold on Monday. I'm like, what? He goes, look at my desk. When have you ever seen my desk this clean? I said, never. But I thought maybe you were doing something. And he goes, yeah, I'm getting fired. I'm like, what? He goes, I know Monday this is happening. So I found out about it and I called John and I said, why did we go through all this negotiation if you were going to get me on Monday anyway? And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And the negotiations happened between Baltimore and New York for the stations and none of the local people were clued into it. Hmm. This guy just knew because Michael Frischling's dad owned the stations. So that's how he knew about it. So I left one station on Monday. I went to the river on, or left one station on Friday, went to the river on Monday, and brought the old radio station with me. And that's it when they changed the format.
It was weird for us, too. Andrew and Rach remembered this very well, that we were all at Emmis. And Rach, did we get a phone call or a text? Do you remember?
I think Close called you and you called me.
That's right. And so we go in, and it's just like parents telling their kids they're getting divorced.
Yeah.
And John Beck was like, here's the deal. We've sold all the stations and 97.1 and 96.3 are going to
Bonneville,
whatever we were back, Intercom.
Oh, okay.
And Casey and the Point and something else, are going to Hubbard.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like I was really close with the guys on the Riz show and we all had buddies and Learn and Favaz and it within a couple of weeks, we're all just other places.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy because the whole thing changed because Bonneville or Hubbard now, they weren't in the market. They were a brand new ownership group because the River and the Point were owned by Sinclair. And then Sinclair sold their radio stations to Bonneville, and then they bought the Emmett stations when that happened, and you created this whole new group of five stations all of a sudden that was there. I mean, what a crazy time.
Walk down memory lane.
Man, that was...
Kev, what was your favorite job besides this one?
Oh, it was probably the first one because it was an all-sports network, and it was just... A frat house.
Where was it?
It was in Chicago, Northbrook, Illinois, but north of Chicago. It's a really nice area. And I was, you know, in my mid to late 20s, and everybody around was basically in their late 20s with a handful of a couple of hosts. And it was owned by a father and son. The father was former Notre Dame football coach Terry Brennan.
Oh, wow.
And then Chris Brennan, his son, was the one that ran it. So the two of them ran it. And it was just a little, like, personal thing that did really well, and it was a lot of cool experience.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Wheels.
Yeah. In your rose pink Cadillac.
DGS.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ethan Hawke was being interviewed, and they asked about his daughter, who is an actress, and said, have you been able to save her from some of the heartbreak of being a professional actor? And he said, no, and I would never try because I would never steal that experience from her, paraphrasing. Do you agree?
Yes.
Like, if you could save your daughter and I could save Nick and Phoebe heartbreak, you still wouldn't do it?
It depends on what we're talking about. Like, when it comes to professional like that, it's important to learn from that, right? I mean, if you don't get a job or you don't get a gig, maybe there's something you need to learn about that and get better. And if you don't learn it, if you're always having the path paid. Now, this, again, it's a different industry, right? Could I, if I could help my kid avoid the heartbreak of losing regular jobs? Yeah, of course, I'm going to try to give advice to do that. But at the same time, in that type of competitive, creative environment, you need to fail.
What about personal? Let's say that your daughter hooks up with a guy who's not a good guy and gets her heart broken. Most of us experience that at least once, some of us many times over and over in our lives. And you had the power to avoid that for her. Would you push that button?
Probably. I mean, just because you want to. You know what I mean? Like, because that I don't know that's necessary. I think struggling and failing when you're learning a trade or learning, you know, an art or something, learning a sport is important. I'm not sure that going through the heartbreak is important, but some maybe others would argue that it is.
Rach, how about you? I know you don't have kids yet, but what about Blair and Cece?
I really respect that Ethan Hawke is like, no, this is a part of the process, because I agree with Wheels. I mean, I think it's what makes you stronger professionally is having that experience. And it feels like the opposite of the Varsity Blues scandal, where it was like, I'm just right. going to, my gonna kid is failing. Yeah, I'm just going to pay for them to go to this elite college, and they don't actually have to work. They don't actually have to earn anything. I will just hand it to them. Ultimately, they did their children a disservice. Their kids didn't have to study. They didn't have to earn something. And then everyone found out that it was just handed to them. And that's really embarrassing, too.
Yeah.
As far as heartbreak, yeah, I would want to protect them from that. But I also think that's part of growing up, too, and just learning who you are. And I don't know. I think people have this instinct to, like, I want to protect my kids. I want to protect them from everything. And I understand that instinct. But where does that leave them when you're gone? When you're no longer actively protecting them and paving the way for them, how are they going to know how to do it on their own?
Yeah, completely agree.
I started to ask, do you think out of the 100 million souls, billion souls that we've had, 100 billion, yes, anyone made it through without heartbreak? But if anyone did it, he's sitting in this room. Would you say you made it through without major heartbreak?
I mean, major, sure. I guess it depends on how you, what are you talking? You just mean like dating stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, losing family members sucks. That's different. It's a different thing, though. When you think of heartbreak, I think of dating things. I didn't have any, like, you know, you had high school girlfriends, but nothing that was like super serious or anything like that, so. I wouldn't say not at all, but I would say probably nothing terrible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.